Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Get on this train, let's ride. I've got another story for you. Last night, I was tired. It had been a long day. I'd been working all day. I was on my feet all day. I was walking here, walking there. I was planting trees all around town. They are trees that make white flowers in spring. They call them dogwood trees. But I don't know why they're called dogwood trees. They don't look like dogs. They make beautiful flowers, usually white, sometimes pink. They bloom in the spring. It's winter now, which is the best time to plant trees. In a few years, those dogwood trees will bloom everywhere in town. It will be really beautiful. But planting trees is a lot of work. You have to dig a lot of holes. Dig, dig, dig. That's what I did all day. I dug holes for trees. I planted more than 100 trees today. That's a lot. It feels good. And after working, it's normal to get tired. That's how I was feeling last night. I started a fire in the fireplace and sat down on the couch with my dog. Her name is Shelby. She's brown. She's a really good dog. And I had a book to read. All alone with a book to read after a hard day's work. That was just what I needed. I said something to myself. It's a phrase. I said, "This really hits the spot." That means it was just what I felt like I needed. I opened my book. I read the first sentence. It was about a boat way out on the sea. I felt so good. I felt the huge sea all around me. I could smell the sea. I could hear the seabirds. I could feel the feelings of the characters in the story. Then someone knocked on the door. "No," I thought. I had just started reading. I didn't feel like answering the door. But the knocking kept coming. "No," I thought, as I got off the couch. When I opened the door, I saw a police officer standing there, wearing a uniform. It was the same policewoman who had pulled me over. I recognized her. I felt scared. Why was there a police officer at my house? What was wrong? The policewoman was looking at me in a funny way. Her eyes were deep and dark. I couldn't tell what she was thinking. "Excuse me," she finally said. "This 15 Nowhere Road?" "No, officer," I said. "This is 51 Utopia Street." The police officer looked very confused. "That's my real address." "You must be lost," I said. The policewoman looked scared and went back to her car. It was a strange night. I sat back beside Shelby and opened my book. I was back at sea. That was as deep and dark as the policewoman's eyes. That's all for this time, my friends. I can't wait to meet you again here on Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.